On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. ABQ Connect.
We are back on ABQ Connect. Thank you for staying with us. Jim Williams with you for the second part. I hope you appreciated what Bishop Daniel Yohannan had to say. We're going to kind of contrast these two halves of the show. Christmas Critter Campaign, to me, is fun. The circumstances that the people are in that are being assisted is difficult and challenging, but kind of fun for us to figure out cool gifts to give them. But I suggest parental guidance on the second half of the show. We're with Christina Kudemeyer. She is with For the One. It's a ministry to people that are victims of sex trafficking. Difficult subject. Again, maybe your little ones need to go play in the other room while we're talking about this. Christina, hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having us here today.
Hey, and just a shout out to your friend that you brought as spiritual support today.
Yes, my friend Melissa Lobato is with us today, and so I just want to thank her because she is my moral support with us today. So thanks,
Christina. For the One has been around for quite a while now.
Yes,
and you've had some changes. Tell us about For the One Ministry.
Yeah, so For the One, we started off back in 2015, actually, and we were called Freedom House. And we had a home for trafficking survivors. And unfortunately, in 2019, we had to close the house because of financial restraints. We just couldn't keep the house open because we weren't getting any financial support coming in. So, but For the One has always been kind of our mission and our heart for all the girls that came through our house. And Toya Kaplan, who is our founder of Freedom House and For the One, has always had that heart for that one. And we always wanted to make sure that we provided support for them. And so we transitioned our house, our Freedom House, to For the One. And from our experience in the house and working with our survivors, we saw the need to get out in front of what was happening. We were getting these girls in after this had already happened. And so we really wanted to make sure that we got out in front of it. We learned a lot from having our house. And so when we transitioned into For the One, our goal and our mission became bringing awareness and prevention along with disruption to child sexual exploitation, which includes prevention of sex trafficking. And our children, we know, like, this is really close to our heart because our children are vulnerable and we want to protect them from any kind of exploitation that's happening. So our goal is to educate our children and our community on how to be aware of what human trafficking is, but not just human trafficking, really exploitation, which covers a little broader band of everything.
And you're speaking directly to parents, grandparents, people that
aunts
have children
uncles,
they care
yes.
for. Yeah.
Anybody that comes into contact, teachers, coaches, anybody who is interacting with children, we want to make sure that we educate them.
Your website is ForTheOne.One.
Yes.
ForTheOne.One. And so I want people to have that because sometimes people like to go on their computer. Now, if you're driving, please don't look at your cell phone. Just listen. It's easy to remember ForTheOne.One. But if you're at home, you might want to pull up the website and see the various things that are going on. What are some of the things that you're doing to change the way the public views human trafficking victims?
Sure. So I just kind of want to talk about how we transitioned. Toya's vision for the next phase of For the One was to really start equipping our community through prevention and awareness talks. We had hosted Our first two conferences for girls and women from the ages of 12 to 100, because we really wanted them to know what to look for and how to protect themselves. That was really important for us. We have evolved throughout the years, and we're always learning and growing from our experiences. So our heart and focus of For the One has never changed, which is, again, that one, helping women and girls to understand and protect themselves, which is why we also continue to support phase three survivors with our program. So phase three survivors are anybody who may be in a program or living independently. We come alongside them. We provide emergency financial support. We provide any type of like sometimes they may need a ride somewhere, and so we provide that for them. If they need help with their finances and understanding how to, you know, keep their finances in order, we help do stuff like that. We just want to make sure that they know that they are not alone.
And Christina, we probably should point out, though,
yes,
that let's say that you've been trafficked since you were 12, and you have some victims like that, right?
Yes.
You probably don't know how to open a checking account. You may not know your Social Security number. So there's a lot of things that you can help people with that they may not know as you rescue them from being a victim of trafficking.
Yes, that when we had our house and when we had girls coming through, they really didn't have any life skills. And so that was something that we had to teach them, basic things like cooking and cleaning, how to write a resume, you know, things that would help them once they transition back into independent living. So that is something that we do as phase three support as well.
So our listeners are right now thinking, okay, Jim likes us to listen because we're bringing on a ministry that's doing something really valuable in the community. How can I help? Well, the first thing, and we're not going to pull any punches, is you need funding, and yes, you're not funded by any federal agency. Is that correct?
Well, we are funded through private donations and some small grants, but really otherwise we're not funded by any other way. So we always are welcoming donations from people. If you go to our website, you will see a donation button where you can donate for specific things or just in general to For the One.
I love that. Do you charge for any of the services that you provide to victims of trafficking?
No, we don't charge for anything that we do. We don't charge for how we support our survivors. We don't charge for any of our any presentations that we do. Everything that we do is provided for free. And I just want to mention this because I think it's important. We currently have a list of books that we share out when we table and do stuff like that. And we've vetted these books, and they're on how to talk to your children about some of these hard topics. And currently we're not able to give them away, which is something we'd really like to be able to do in the future. And so we would like to get some funding, whether it's grant funding, to be able to provide some of these books for our parents and our, you know, teachers, whoever it is that might be talking to children.
Is it okay if I ask you about your personal story and why you're involved with For the One?
Sure. Yes, I'd love to share that. So I've always had a heart for youth, and I have, especially young girls, and really what it means to have a relationship with the Lord. That was something really important to me. And so my friends and I actually wrote a purity study called Sister Soldiers. And from that, we were actually connected with a good friend of mine at CareNet. And we did the father-daughter purity ball for a really long time. And she was actually the one that introduced me to Toya and how I got involved. But even before that, I came to Calvary and I came to one of their Sunday services, and I heard about human trafficking for the first time. And when I heard about it, it was really hard for me to understand and grasp what that really meant. And I just thought about the girls that I was working with, and I thought I couldn't imagine that happening to any of the girls that I was working with at that time. And so I did everything I could to look for information on human trafficking. I went to the website. I mean, I tried to get my hands on everything and anything. And back then, it wasn't as talked about, and there wasn't as much information. And I ended up finding an organization called Shared Hope, and I did some training with them and actually became an ambassador of hope with them. And then from there, I was introduced to Toya and came alongside her and started doing outreach with Freedom House at the time. And then I also supported some of the work being done in the house.
We're with Christina Kudemeyer. She is with For the One, and they are both an action-based sex trafficking prevention ministry and a Phase 3 survivor support program. Lots more to talk about with not a lot of time. We're going to have 8 or 9 minutes in our next segment, our last segment of today. You'll be with us till 2 o'clock. Please stay with us on ABQ Connect, and keep in mind ForTheOne.One. We'll be right back. Jim Williams back with you on ABQ Connect. Christina Kudemeyer with For the One is in studio. Christine, I really appreciate you taking the time, and we're going to make sure we get you on the air on a regular basis.
Yes.
Because we want to hear about what's going on. It's kind of, when I think about Albuquerque and how much I've enjoyed living here, the things that we have going on in our city, we can no longer ignore.
Right.
And this is one of them, human trafficking. Specifically sex trafficking. Again, this is a rated PG or higher right. conversation. We're not going to do anything lascivious or I hope detrimental to people, but young ears probably don't need to hear about some of the stuff that's going on. ForTheOne.One is the website. We're not going to pull any punches. You're on the radio because you would love others like yourself to volunteer, to have a heart to love people and take care of people. So why don't you talk about how to do that?
So we actually just had a volunteer meet and greet to kick off our interest for 2026 for volunteers, but not to worry, you can still volunteer with us. We are actually going to do something else at the beginning of the year. So we break our volunteer kind of into groups and teams. So if you're interested, there's different ways you can volunteer. We have our presentation team, which is kind of what I'm doing today, coming on to either something like this, or going places and actually doing presentations. And so that takes up a little bit more training, and you know, we'll give you that training.
I believe in OJT, on the job training.
There you go. Yes, exactly.
That's why Melissa is going to participate next time, right? Just kidding.
Exactly. No, that's exactly right. So I'm glad you mentioned that. We have our events team as well, and that primarily does our conferences for, we try and do at least one conference a year. And so under that events team, we have multiple teams under that. And it's kind of like when you think of putting something together like Calvary did for the Thanksgiving pickup party, that mm-hmm. was huge and required lots of volunteers. And so even for a conference, we need lots of people to support different areas for that. And then our tabling team, we have about 2 to 3 people that we like to go out and be able to hand out our materials, talk to people, answer questions, give out swag. And then finally, our Mother's Day and Christmas gifts team also come together to take all of the donations that we get or the gifts that we get and put them together for our survivors. And lastly, we're also looking for people who could do grant writing, social media, or promotional outreach. These are kind of like a little bit one-off, but also very much needed.
I love it. I love it. We're only going to have 5 minutes, so I'm not leaving you a whole lot, but I want you to talk about Be the Hero Initiative and your Christmas drive.
Okay. So Be the Hero, previously we were running Vulnerable No More campaign, which included our 10-part video series and our conferences. Toya was asked actually recently to do a series of presentations to about 280 7th through 12th graders. And this is when we kicked off our Be the Hero initiative. And I'm just going to read this for you. So Be the Hero is more than an initiative. It's a movement. We bring powerful free presentations and community events that educate, inspire, and activate students and community members to fight online grooming, child sexual exploitation, and trafficking. Empowered with the right information, everyone can be the hero. And it is important for our students and our community to be informed. And I just quickly want to share a story of what a hero looks like. I actually, in my other organization, have lots of partners that I work with. I had a mom connected to me through a partner. Her daughter had come to her about a concern that her friend had. Her friend was engaging on an online conversation with somebody here in Albuquerque that was claiming to be a Lobo football player. And so they were asking her to come down on for a long weekend. And the friend just didn't think that that sounded right. And so she went to her mom. Her mom went to her network and she got connected to me. And so through that, I was able to give resources to the mom along with questions to ask. And so the daughter went back to her friend and they started asking questions of this person online. And as soon as they started asking questions, they stopped interacting with her. And so that is a perfect example of how you can be a hero, not to keep quiet, to recognize when something doesn't feel right. And that's really what we're trying to do with our initiative, is trying to equip people to better understand and know how to see the signs, and then not only see them, but how do you protect yourself if you're a student, or how do you protect your friend in those situations, and what do you do? Because a lot of times people don't know what to do. So that's how we
And you're not them. Just equipping the parents and the grandparents and the aunts and uncles, you're equipping the young ladies themselves.
And the students, any students. Boys, girls, young adults, we want to equip our community in understanding this.
When you first came in, you told us that you were working with about 90 people or so.
Yes.
And you have a neat thing that you're doing for them for Christmas.
Yes. So we're doing our Christmas drive, and our year in focus is this drive. We partner with other agencies that are very much like Freedom House in Albuquerque, Texas, and now Kentucky as well. We donate monthly to them, but we also want to make sure that we provide something special for the survivors. So right now, last year we had 60 survivors that we were providing gifts for, and this year we're providing 90 gifts for our survivors. And what we do is we provide a $150 gift card for each of the survivors. We're also providing a blanket this year, a Christmas plate with homemade banana bread, and then a mug. As well as some smaller items like chapsticks and things like that. But all of that, takes money and we're asking for support in that. This isn't really a fundraising event necessarily, but we do need support to get all of the 90 gift cards. And so far we've gotten 31 of those gift cards bought, which is really exciting. So we know there is like so much need out there. But if you choose to contribute financially, we would love that. Totally love that. But we would love your prayers and your volunteer support as well. Just thinking about if you have any connections for us for next year. We're trying to do our conference for next year. So if you have any connections to any schools out there, we would love to get connected with the schools so we can do our conference there.
And people can reach out to you through ForTheOne.one.
Yes.
I love it. Christina Kudemeyer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We're going to drag Melissa Lobato into this conversation next time we see you. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.